It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. I'm down south, Palm Beach, Florida. B. Mitch is back holding it down in the Navy Yard. What up, B? How are you, man?
I am chilling, brother. What you got going on in a waterfall?
Nah, dude. So they have like these big media center build out with like a, you know, it's like a fake building. Like they, you know how the NFL rolls. They like create their own building when they need to. And so they have air conditioning in that building.
Oh, that's what it is.
But in, where I am is outside and it is hot. I mean, it's it's legit. I'll give you an exact temperature at 10:03 a.m. in Palm Beach. It feels like it's 83 out here. So by the time this radio program ends, your boy might be sweating pretty good, I would say.
Well, you know, Jay, that's what you normally do.
Well, I have pants on too. At some point, I'm gonna might need to change. We'll see how it all goes.
You're down south, brother. You know, you might be dealing with everything like they pollen or whatever else.
How was your southern trip?
I look like the young lady that was in Frozen. That's the green lady, right?
No.
Who's the green lady?
I don't. The Wizard of Oz?
No. It was the what was the movie that just passed by where the chick was one of the guys thought she was green?
Wicked?
Wicked. There we go. I was green because all that damn pollen in the air down there.
Oh, man.
It
got
was
you bad?
Absolutely. Listen, Jay. When the cars are going down the street, you don't normally see, like, you know, if it's raining, you can see the water coming from the tires. It's a pollen coming from the tires.
Oh, dude.
Look
that's
down
tough.
The golf
Just
course.
Just that yellow film.
Oh, man, it was ridiculous, though. So.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. How was it with the kids, though?
Oh, it was great with them. Little man was good. My daughter's 31 years old now. Can you believe that?
That's crazy. So is his birthday, like, 2 days before
his
hers?
Birthday is Friday. Was Friday. Hers was yesterday.
Wow,
yeah,
that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you went and had fun. Did you play golf?
I did. That's what I'm telling you about the pollen. It was all over the damn place. My golf bag. Like when you basically had to walk in and just pull your clothes all inside out, or you would have pollen all over the stuff.
I bet, dude.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Yeah, dude, the pollen's bad here. It's hot here. It's thunder. It never, dude. So here's the worst thing. Yesterday, I'm doing TV all afternoon, and it's just like, you know how Florida is. It's just like the constant looming thunderstorm in afternoon.
Yeah.
And so we had to kind of move inside, but we were like on this courtyard, so it still kind of looked like I was outside, but it was pouring rain and lightning and stuff. So the security kind of forced you out. Undercover, I guess, for a better word. But every time it would be, so people understand, like, you do a TV hit, it's generally like 3 minutes, you know what I mean? And it's like, all right, at 5:15, I'm on for 3 minutes. But in the in-between time, you kind of just stand around and wait.
Yeah.
And throughout the in-between time, it was thunderstorms like crazy. And then for the 3 or 4 minutes I'd be on camera, it would be like Un and Erica and Doug just like, oh, my God, JP's in beautiful Florida, and we're stuck here in the studio. And I'm like, I'm telling you, it's not beautiful. It's been storming nonstop the whole time, but nobody wanted to hear it, B.
JP, ain't nobody buying that crap. Florida, and they're up here.
Heard it's beautiful at home,
though. I woke up, it was 40 degrees.
Really?
And last night, it was the sky opened up. It had thunderstorms the whole way back. Once I hit Richmond. So, no, it's not beautiful here. Whoever told you it was beautiful, lying.
Well, I thought it was yesterday nice. Maybe you weren't there yesterday.
No, I wasn't here, but it was nice where I was. This was pollen field.
Got the pollen working.
So
this morning we got to talk to Dan Quinn. Yesterday we got to talk to Adam Peters. And, you know, Quinn especially, because, like, Peters did, like, a private session with just D.C. media. Quinn, these coaches' breakfasts are kind of a zoo, and you got reporters from other markets run in and ask kind of different questions, et cetera. We're going to play Dan Quinn's audio in its entirety. I believe at noon is the plan for that.
All right.
My biggest takeaway from 2 days down here is just the Commanders. I mean, I've been coming to these meetings for a decade now, I think. And the vast majority of that time was spent trying to chase Dan around, seeing if we got a comment or something. A lot of it was chasing Bruce Allen around. This is generally where Bruce would do his interviews. And then it became like, is Dan even here? Then it became like chasing Tanya around, which wasn't really that fair to Tanya, but that was just how things had to go.
Holy.
And now it's just so markedly different. It's like
you're dealing with a real organization where you're now finding stuff about what you're supposed to be finding out stuff about. Football decisions, players, what their plans are, not the crap that has been done off the field.
But even beyond that, like last year, it was a new coach and a new GM, and who are they going to draft at number two? And what, like, now it's like, so I've made a point of saying hello to Andy Reid every year at this thing, right?
Yeah.
And I always find it remarkable that Andy Reid, for
you
all
you told
the
him
success,
what I said, didn't you?
I did not.
The
I'll
reason
let
they lost is because he didn't come on our show this year.
I'll let you tell him that one.
I'm going to tell him.
I believe you will. But, dude, I've always been kind of amazed or at least interestedly confused at the lack of media surrounding Andy Reid at these things. Like, you have a future Super Bowl winner, a future Hall of Famer, a 3-time Super Bowl winner head coach.
Can I tell you why? Andy is not going to give you anything.
Yeah, but even beyond that, a lot of these guys don't, but they're still
But Andy is rather boring when he has meetings, to be honest with you, and he does it purposely. If you listen to, if he doesn't know you and he thinks you're trying to get something, when you get home and you run back through your stuff, you go, this dude just BS'd me for 45 minutes.
Well, sure. I also think it is, one, it's a smaller market, but two, they're just so stable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, you know, granted, it's New York, but the crowd surrounding the Giants with the 8 billion questions surrounding that franchise is just so much more significant. And not to say there was nobody around DQ this morning, but it was clear that, like, the biggest crowd was around Philly to talk tush push, right? Mm-hmm. But it was just clear that the Commanders are not a headline down here because they've reached a level of stability that honestly is pretty damn unthinkable if you're a Commanders fan and you zoom out over the last 10, 20 years.
But I think people have to be talking a little bit about success and the
sure
possibilities, which is a good thing because they were always the butt of jokes and people trying to knock. I think that that has to be something that's kind of resonating around there.
Totally. And I think it's like the Washington is now like, hey, what happens next? Or, you know what I mean? Like, can Jaden do it again? It, like, the conversations are just so much different.
Yeah.
And I think Peters, you could see, I mean, Peter, you talk about not giving you anything. Peters doesn't give you anything. But
smart
you
man.
Can see, you can, I mean, dude, he worked for Belichick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you can see how excited he is about Tunsil, and I would even say especially Debo, because I think the Tunsil thing is not – I don't think there's much of a question in what Tunsil's going to deliver. He's a top three tackle. He's the best pass blocker in football. Like, you're going to get that. Like, those are – to me, that's like a very easily translatable thing from one team to another. And I think that's the expectation of the team and the player, right?
Yeah.
I think Debo and Kinlaw to another degree. But I think with Debo, I think AP knows Debo's out to prove something, and he cannot wait to see it happen.
And I'm with AP on that one. Right. You know, I love guys that have already shown what they're capable of, that get questioned just a little bit. And then all of a sudden, they have an opportunity to be able to prove you wrong. If you get a guy with his talent and his ability that has shown it, and now people question you, it gets you to just focus a little bit more, put a little bit more in, and you can find out. I'm happy he's on this team to be able to go out there and do that.
Totally. He is the only thing I have said throughout is that whoever's – the Kinlaw thing, we don't know what he's going to be, right? Maybe he's bad. Maybe he's great. We don't know. We'll see. They intend to use him in a much different role than I think he was used with the Jets. I think the people that scream that they overpaid him, one, I don't understand. It's not your cash. Two, I tend to disagree with that theoretically. And we've talked about this at length. I think if you look at kind of tiers of D tackles, they paid him to be like a – third tier defensive lineman, and there's not many guys that hit free agency. He was one of them, and I frankly don't think it should be like a surprise. If you grinded the tape and didn't like what you saw in New York, and you thought he got moved off the line too easily, maybe there's some reality there. But if you're convinced they overpaid, I don't think you have a true understanding of how much guys in free agency get overpaid.
Yeah. I think getting overpaid in free agency is the norm. It happens all the time. But to get overpaid, to say a guy is overpaid, and as you stated, he's in the third tier, doesn't make much sense. You know what I mean?
That's just
He's at the third tier of levels, and they say he got overpaid. No, if he had broken the bank and that was playing like a number one, then I would understand. I don't understand that. People forget that in the NFL, that's the money that people make.
Right. B, we are starting to get some news here. So what happens is there's a ton of meetings yesterday, and now the owners sit down and start voting on proposed rule changes and such. DQ was very smart and political and did not offer an opinion on the tush push. And my guess is if you're Dan Quinn and you know you got to play the Eagles twice a year, no chance are you mentioning how you feel about the tush push. Because if you say, hey, yeah, they should outlaw it, then you just become a wimp that doesn't want to deal with the Eagles. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The one thing DQ did mention that I asked him specifically was about the Lions' proposal to reseed with the playoffs. Uh-huh. You know that, to get rid of division winners hosting a game. And it was – it kind of made me smile because the exact reason I say I don't want to see that go away is I remember the Marshawn Lynch run when the Seahawks hosted the Saints. Uh-huh. And that was his – he's like, man, I was there for the Beastquake. I love the Beastquake. I don't think they should change that. And I don't know. Me and DQ were aligned on that one, D.
See, I'm with you with that one because you go out, you win your conference.
Division.
Yeah, I mean, your division. You're supposed to go out and win your division. That's the whole thing about it. And then if you win your division, you get a home game. And I still believe you should have that. The teams that go out there, and let's happen. All of a sudden now, you go out and you get to play. It's not fair to, like, you get to play an AFC division that's weak. So you rack up some victories on that.
Right.
You know, somebody of the division get to play the AFC team that's strong. So they may not win, but if they win, you win your division, you get a home game. That should always be the same.
Yeah. And we'll see what happens. We do have some stuff starting to get passed now. The owners have now passed a rule: both teams get the ball in overtime. I don't like it in the regular season. That's the rule in the playoffs. I don't like it. I don't see the need in the regular season to add potential minutes. Now, the rule proposal was for it to be a 15-minute overtime. Now it's 10 minutes of overtime.
Uh-huh.
I feel like it's only a matter of time until the NFL goes to the college football overtime rules, which I really don't want to
happen. I think that would be stupid.
The college football is entertaining, but it's just – it's not football. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Dude, one thing DQ has – often points out it, like, so they're also moving, we talked to Quinn about this a little bit, about touchbacks now go to the 35 instead of the 30.
Yeah.
And the thought is, okay, they're trying to get more kickoff returns. And so if a touchback goes to the 35, you really got to question kicking that thing out of bounds, right? Or just out of the back of the end zone. Because if you're at the 35, the way these dudes can kick field goals now, two first downs and you're in scoring range. Like it, you don't need a lot to get into at least field goal range.
Mm-hmm.
And DQ, and dude, the way that league tries to spin it is such junk. With injury rates down on the dynamic kickoff, this was the next step to generate more returns.
Well, please. I think that is what happened because they adjusted the rules to make people. And they put it on the 30 at first, thinking it was going to hinder people from kicking it out the end zone. But you got a lot of these guys didn't care. They just kicked it out the end zone anyway. Instead of trying to come up with a mindset like Izzo did and a lot of other teams, kick it short. Squib it. Make the guy return it. You know? So they kept kicking it out. So the league goes, okay, move to the 35. As I stated to you before, how Joe would say, get the ball on the 20, 25, 30, 35. You see the differences in the percentage of scoring opportunities you get from those starting positions. Now putting it at the 35, I would think that's going to hinder some people from just kicking out the end zone all day. And then you get more of the return guys or teams being able to utilize the return game again.
So per Kevin Seifert, who I'm hoping to get on the show today, with ESPN, he said, with the touchback spot change, the NFL has been projecting an increase in the return rate from about 33% last year to between 60 to 70% in 2025. So, I mean, that's doubling the rate of returns. I mean, that's pretty significant. I don't know that it'll be that high. I don't know that it'll be that effective. But I've made my feelings on the tush-push banning pretty clear. I think it's trying to legislate a single play that a single team does really well. And it just seems too specific to me. I don't think just because one team does something really well, you should be able to take it out of the game. I think they could broaden the language and make it more applicable elsewhere.
Well, the thing for me is I don't think the way that they line up is a problem. But I think the fact that you have an initial surge and everybody stops, and then someone grabs the quarterback, lift him, and push him across the pile, that's illegal. Now, if he just goes up there and he just tries to sneak the ball and he gets stopped and people knock him back, cool. But what they specifically do, they put a person behind him, and they put bigger people back there too, and they put people right close to him. So once the initial surge is stopped, they always, if you go back and look at it, if they did 50 tush bushes, the initial surge was stopped. I guarantee you 48 of them, somebody picked him and lifted him and pushed him across the line. That is illegal and has always been illegal.
Yeah.
And that should stay that way.
It's bizarre, man.
I have no issue. If their offensive line is just bigger and better than you, cool. But you should not be able to lift the guy up and push him across the pile, which happens most times.
Sure. The other bit of news is that a lot of people, myself included, don't like that the onside kick, the threat of the onside kick, has been basically removed from the game.
Yeah.
And there was talk about trying to figure out a way to get that kind of put back into the game. And as of now, that's been tabled to May.
Well, where they're kicking the ball from, you can't do an onside kick, basically. And the way they have the people lined up. So,
the way the current rule is.
Has been fourth quarter, late.
And you have to declare it. You're like, I'm going to go onside.
So the surprise is done.
Right. And I think, to me, that's a problem.
Yeah.
I
remember the Saints doing it.
Built.
When the Saints did it.
Super Bowl.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Totally.
I remember doing it with Andy, first play of the game against Dallas back in 2000. 100 whatever degrees it was on the field. He said, B-Mitch, get the offense. I said, Coach, we're kicking off. He said, yeah, I know. You know? And they never rebounded from it. I think that is a part of it, but the way they're doing things now, you know, you got to realize if you want the kickoff and you want it consistently, you're not going to be able to have that surprise.
Yeah. I agree, dude. All right, so a lot going on. We're waiting to hear on the tush push. But my gut tells me, speaking of tush pushes, there's Mr. Chick.
What does that mean?
I don't know. He just said the same thing. I don't have it plugged in.
JP pushing.
Landfill's going to flip out. Sit
down. Tush pushing Chick or Chick tush pushing JP?
Nobody's tush pushing
anybody. Y'all both from Maryland. I don't know.
Now, what does Maryland have to do with
it? Man, I'm just saying. Y'all got familiarity.
I'll tell you a funny story about Chick accusing me of hobnobbing last night. Before we talk tush pushing, we got to tell you about the DMV MVP of real estate. I'll do it. Give me 1 second. His name is John Leahy. And if you are looking to buy or sell, it's the biggest financial transaction of your life. If you want an expert, talk to John and his team, the Fine Living Group.
Yep, just like Freddie did. Freddie had a home to sell in Rockville, but the problem was it was totally stuck in the past and needed extensive upgrades along with a full rehab to attract modern buyers. Thanks to the guidance of John Leahy and the Fine Living Group, the property's complete top-to-bottom upgrade sparked the bidding war, resulting in multiple offers. What followed put a big smile on Freddie's face, as the property sold in just 6 weeks for $14,000 over the asking price. If you're looking for a seamless home selling experience, John's guaranteed offer just might be for you. See for yourself at johnsellsdmv.com. We're talking about our friend John Leahy and the Fine Living Group Realty. John offers you flexible fees, customized for your needs, and John knows that life happens, and if needed, John will let you out of your contract at any time.
Here's the thing. If you're looking to sell your house, but you think, man, maybe I got to redo these bathrooms. This tub is old. I want to make it look good. Talk to John. He can help you look through your house, see where the opportunities are for some upgrades. He can even front you the cash, and you just catch up with him on the back end. Say it costs you $8,000. Typically, you're going to make 2 or 3X on that when you sell your house. Stuff like that is what makes John an expert. Stuff like that is why I would call John today. 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com, or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Park Pack. B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan, live down in Palm Beach, Florida. B. Mitch holding it down in the Navy Yard after a couple days spending some quality time with family. And Chick Hernandez joins us now at the table in the parking lot. WSA 9, what's up, dude?
What is quality time for B. Mitch like?
Let him answer.
What's quality time
for me?
Yeah.
Man, quality time for me is any day I wake up in the morning and I'm living. But you know, this weekend,
that's a good point.
I was with my family, my grandson and my daughter for their birthday. Oh, yeah. So that was super quality time.
Oh. And he played golf.
As Fred Smooth said, the only time he ever seen me show some compassion, I was with my grandson.
I think that's true. The smile on your face and the tear in your eye when you talk about your grandkids, no doubt.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, boys, we got a little bit of news. The tush push has been kicked down the road. They're going to talk about it at a later date.
Wow.
But you know what?
I just told you that's what I was expecting to be.
Let me tell y'all what's going to happen. They're going to start calling a penalty when they lift and push. And then all of a sudden it's going to make them have to adjust what they're doing. And dude, then it's not the actual lineup that's the problem. It's the fact that someone grabs your quarterback and carries him basically across the line. That's right. Illegal.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and it was a hot button topic, and the coaches today were very adamant. Raheem Morris was like, heck to the no, I'll use proper language here. And Sean McVay was like, anytime I can tick off Nick Sirianni, I'm all for it. So I guess he got his way. Yeah.
You know what, B? I think you might really be all on to something. I think what the NFL could do is not ban it, but then, you know, every year they're telling refs what they want to make a point of emphasis. Point of emphasis is their big thing every offseason. And what if this coming year, hey, we didn't ban anything, but we're going to make a point of emphasis to properly referee the neutral zone on these plays, on goal line plays.
So, in other words, what these other teams did, both of y'all, is they basically are telling the league, do your damn job. That's all it is. Like, look, man, we understand they got a big offensive line, but if you're going to keep letting people do illegal stuff, how about we start doing it?
Yeah,
totally.
So if the NFL does their job, then they'll stop all the problem. Because Jalen Hurts, they try to tell me about how much he's squatting, all this stuff. I could give a damn about that. He gets stopped on almost every play until someone comes from behind him, a tight end, most likely, grab him and push him across the line of scrimmage. And then you get him and Saquon Barkley with both of those big thighs. You know what I'm saying? You got 1,200 pounds of squatting.
Dude.
Pushing somebody across the damn line of scrimmage. Come on, bro.
1,200 pounds of dude.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting. And the fact that, I mean, what makes it, I asked John Harbaugh about it yesterday, and he's like, well, dude, we're not going to run Lamar like that. And I'm like, well, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I think having Hurts makes it so unique. You know, the Bills kind of run it too, and nobody gets up in arms about that.
Because the Bills don't have Josh get carried. So, listen, Saquon is getting, I mean, not Saquon, Jalen Hurts is getting too much credit for the push by how his leg strength is not what's getting him in across the line. It's whoever the hell is carrying him across the line. They should be giving those guys the credit. It's not Jalen. He gets stopped every time until he gets the second surge from a guy that come hit him and lift him across the line.
Yeah. And they can retable these talks till May, their May meetings, and go all over it again. But Dan Campbell told me today, we just got to figure out a way to stop it. And just because someone does it really well, I'm for it. Stop it, we're good.
Yeah.
Right.
Right?
I think
what they should do is have the initial surge, and then the second time, have a guy drill him right in his chest.
Oh.
See, this is how you stop people from doing things that are illegal.
Mm-hmm.
So what Frankie Louvin was doing right at the snap, don't do that then. Wait till they surge, and then you know he's going to come with the second surge, bullet him right in his chest. Then they'll quit doing it.
Yeah, I think you might be onto something, B. They already have kicked the can, just a nice little political diplomatic move where the best decision is no decision. And then you just kind of – you try to emphasize to the refs, hey, man, let's call this. Let's just
– yeah.
I mean, refs can start – I mean, we saw it at the beginning, the season opener, Ravens-Chiefs, when they called the false start like four times on the first drive.
Yeah.
Like, they can make an impression real quick, and you do it in the first game, and voila. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? This whole thing can go away.
It's good to finally get some news out of this these few days here, by the way, at the league meetings. It's been a lot of food, a lot of drink, a little bit of golf, and some chatter.
Y'all just down there for no reason?
No, because
I got to sit in this parking lot and be on the radio all day.
That's a good point. And I think we changed the rule earlier. We got here, and we were here on Sunday trying to shoot an interview. And JP knows where it's at because he used the section yesterday. And we got told you can't be on the grass here. You can't show the resort in the background. You can't show the fountain. And I'm like, I wanted to ask the young lady, do you think no one knows the league meetings are here?
Well, dude, Chris Kerwin, my photog down here, said it perfectly. He's like, our bosses sent us to Florida. They need to see Florida.
Yeah,
We can't just do these interviews in these, like, makeshift tents.
Yeah, brutal. Brutal.
The league is hilarious, dog. Right?
I think that was the hotel. I don't think that was the league.
It was the hotel.
Yeah.
It was the hotel. Originally the hotel. And I said this. I told her, this is going to change because we got a lot of folks coming.
Right.
A lot of folks came and there was no room. There's one little section where TV could shoot with palm trees in the background.
But it was like next to a dumpster.
Next to a dumpster. And like seven TVs wanted to get in there. I was like, that's not going to work. Anyway.
You know, it was funny. Obviously, dude, this thing might wrap up pretty soon. Yeah, I think Tush Push was last thing for them to vote on.
Right.
We could have a Roger Goodell presser here within the hour,
yep.
I feel like.
One thing I know, billionaires can find a way to have some fun if they got extra time, believe me.
B, these billionaires get on their jets and go home. They don't got to wait for the have to wait for the 640 jet blue flight
leave,
like I did.
They don't all go home, JP.
Sure. I mean, hell, a lot of them have homes down here.
A lot of them have families here. A lot of them have the kids in the hotel, and they're out here playing. And I'm going to kick one if they keep yelling at me.
Between the AP and the DQ stuff, kind of similarly to these meetings, not a lot of news.
No.
But two men that seem pretty confident with the team they're putting together.
Confident with the team they're putting together. And here's the behind the scenes that me and JP know very well. Adam Peters has admitted he's not the most comfortable guy in front of a microphone. The sessions we had yesterday with him and the fact that they invited us to a little off the record, just have, you know, chill out, you know, at a nice little place and just talk anything, family, football.
Yep.
I mean, he was so much more relaxed. After year one of being the guy,
yeah,
you could just see there's a different confidence in Adam Peters. And forget the job that he's doing, which is he's the busiest guy in the league right now. They're very well set in what their ways and what they're doing. And, you know, I've told the people that are not from Commanders Nation that 30-plus years of covering his team, last year, whatever the result was going to be, and I know you guys have talked about this, whatever the results were, this was the best season I've had covering this team, because you walk in the building and there's just adults in the building and they're treating you with respect. It's mm-hmm. like, that's all you could ask.
I was saying to me earlier how I've been coming to these for so long, and of the vast majority of these things I've attended, it's just been this goose chase to try to find Dan.
Right.
And it was just like, and I remember, because we're just friends with a number of people that are on the Philly beat, right? And every year, Lori would have an hour, like, off record where they all just hung out. Then he would do, like, a 15-minute on record cameras. And it just, like, I always watched from afar how NFL organizations should be run, and now I get to experience it. And, I mean, hell, for all of us, it's so refreshing.
The get-together last night, I was in line with the Harrises. I was with Mrs. Harris first and Hannah, the daughter. And then they were, it was very funny because the wife is like, oh, Josh is calling me. He can't find me. And I'm like, I see him standing on the stairs. Like, he's right there. So he comes down and we just start. There's no football talk. We're just having a lot of fun. And Sean, the PR guy, walks up. He goes, are you Bogarten, the owner? I said, no. And the wife is like, no, he's telling jokes. We're having a lot of fun. And it was like a 30-minute. We were in that line for a long time for food.
The lines were long,
But the food was worth it.
Yeah, I think because of the rain last night, it screwed up what would have. Because generally these events are pretty seamless. You know, not a lot of folks like waiting in lines here.
You know what? Showing them have PTSD too.
Yeah, you're right.
It ain't just the reporters.
You're right.
And the fans.
You're
right. It's the damn people that work there. They're like, oh, I don't know what the man. Listen, these people are comfortable talking to people. They're comfortable in their skin. They're not like the other guy who, when he went outside, didn't want nobody around him. Right. Damn germaphobe.
So B, I'm at the meat bar last night, just getting some meat, and JP.
That's
Walker.
A hell of a sentence, dude.
Hey. Right.
The boys would say pause on that one.
That's all right. That's all right. And JP walks up behind me and goes, hey, thanks for dressing. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute.
Now, I said thanks for dressing up,
okay,
not thanks dressing for dressing
up. Well, I wasn't naked, for heaven's sake. But, yeah, I mean.
But, B, you know, what do you think
you've been at this thing.
80% of dudes are wearing a button-down and a blazer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Media?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Not 80. No chance.
We got to go to break.
Right.
But Chick accused me. He's like, listen, man, I don't hobnob like you. And I said, you've told everyone at this hotel how you played golf with Tiger Woods yesterday.
I did not play
golf
with him.
Don't accuse me of hobnobbing.
That's a whole different thing. I wasn't wearing a blazer. I mean, look, JP looked really good. He looked really good. I just had a golf shirt, and I carried my hat in my hand.
But did he have on his Jordans?
Yes, I did.
Yes, right. He did.
So
yes.
He dressed down.
And there were pants that cover the ankles this time, too.
Oh, good,
cool.
Good.
Nah,
yeah.
They're kind of questionable now. Those, I'm hot.
Yeah.
I'm hot, dog.
You didn't wear those last night.
I wore these exact pants.
Is that right?
Yeah. I did a poor job of packing. That's why I'm wearing pants right now, because I'm out of shorts.
Hope you wash your butt.
I did.
Okay,
took a nice long shower. B-Mitch is very concerned about my butt washing. We got to go to break.
How about a pause now?
Pause.
B-Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. About 10 minutes, our guy Barstool Nate will join the program. Coming up at noon, you'll hear from Dan Quinn. We got a ton of audio to play for you guys just in and around the NFL. Coaches been talking, GM's been talking, owners been talking. I'm going to get Kevin Seaver to join us. I'm going to try to get Shereen Williams to join us. Shereen from Pro Football
Talk. Oh, I thought you said Serena. I'm like, what the hell?
I did see her last night. She was here.
I like Serena, man.
She was... I don't know. Hopefully I'm saying this the right way. I've never seen her in person, and I've seen her on TV a million times.
Mm-hmm.
And she always, I mean, she's like strikingly beautiful, obviously, but she's also like kind of jacked. And my head, I had her as like kind of big. You know what I mean?
She's an athlete, though.
But athletic, whatever the right term you want to say. She was smaller in person than I expected, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think
her hair was not, but as like.
I've seen her. In different sizes, and maybe, like, since she's not playing anymore, she's not, you know, lifting as much and doing as much.
Maybe, yeah. But she was cool. She was just kind of hanging out.
Yeah.
So it was cool to see Serena. But I did want to tell you a few things learned that may, like, legitimately impact you, B.
What?
I know you've said, and I know DQ has said, he wants to go away for camp. Well, doesn't look like it's happening.
That was a damn.
They are going to do the joint practices again.
Huh?
But
But you know what I like about
it? It looks like training camp will again be in Ashburn.
The joint practices. But this is – but DQ is brilliant. He and Adam.
And that could still change,
although
I guess.
They didn't go away for training camp last year, they were essentially away.
Right.
You know what I mean? When they went to Baltimore, the Jets, and they went to the Miami Dolphins, it was essentially away. Getting some work in with another team kind of took them away from the regular stuff a little bit, which I like. And I know, listen, I understand people are selfish in a way. I just want to see my team. If you want to see your team at its best, allow them to be able to get the hell away so they can start depending on each other, which they're going to have to do throughout the year.
I think that the Arizona trip, I mean, you've mentioned it.
That was an extension, yeah.
Yeah, I think, I bet, how do I phrase this one? It's unclear where it's unclear where the
international game is.
Yeah, it's unclear where they're going to play the Chargers,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Now, I think there's a real chance they play the Chargers in Brazil to open the season. Should they play the Chargers in Los Angeles, however, I think there's a real good chance that you at least petition the league. There's no guarantee you get it, but you at least petition the league to, if they have a couple of trips, just let us stay out there. You know what I mean?
Is that on the league?
It's on the schedule makers.
You mean like make sure they have a game out there?
Like to have...
Game on the West Coast already, just in case. Yeah, I understand that. I thought you were saying like the petition league because you have to stay. I thought that, but I get what you're saying.
Like if they play the Chargers week 6, I think they would prefer to then play the Chiefs week 7 and just stay somewhere away.
Yeah.
Rather than play the Chargers, fly back, then again. I mean, because the good news for them is they get Seattle, Denver, and Vegas, but those are all home games.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, their travel, the farthest travel is going to be L.A. Regardless of where that game's played, L.A. is going to be the farthest they go, unless it ends up being Madrid and Miami. A lot of moving parts there. But so DQ
said, I take
the
Madrid-Miami thing.
I know that's what you want.
Yeah.
I'm the solo Brazil rider, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I also think it is very... It sure seems like the Commanders are going to play their preseason opener against the Patriots and have some joint practices up in Foxborough.
I can see that.
I think that'll – generally, you like to have your preseason games relatively local. And local's kind of a moving target. But, like, you don't want to have to travel to Arizona for preseason. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why – New England, the Jets, the Panthers, if they don't play them, teams like that make a lot of sense. Both Vrabel and DQ talked openly about wanting to get that on the books. So I generally would think that's on the books.
Yeah.
B. Mitch, lastly, so Marshall Nate's coming on. I think we're going to have some certainty in College Park here soon. I can tell you that much.
Uh-huh.
I think you luckily got to avoid a lot of this the last couple days.
I planned that.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to make a decision very, very soon here.
Is it going to be Maryland making the decision, or is it going to be Willard making the decision?
He's gone. You didn't know that?
Nah, I've been gone, bro.
Yeah.
You mean on the coach?
I think they're going to make a new hire here soon.
Oh, I may be right across the town. I'm just joking. Go ahead.
Well, I think this hire is going to have a lot of buzz.
Woo.
Say that. Barstool Nate joins us next.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.